WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels? Like there's a constant hum of anxiety buzzing beneath the surface? Today, we're diving deep into something that can truly help us find our anchor in the storm. Finding inner peace through spirituality and faith. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, spirituality, faith, that's not my thing. But trust me, this isn't about religion or dogma. This is about connecting with something bigger than ourselves, tapping into a source of strength and resilience that can help us weather any storm life throws our way. First things first, let's talk about the power of perspective. Spirituality and faith aren't about denying the challenges we face, they are about reframing them. Think of it like this. Imagine you're lost in a dense forest. Would you panic and run around aimlessly? Or would you take a deep breath, look for landmarks, and trust your inner compass? That's what spirituality and faith can do. They give us the inner compass to navigate life's complexities with grace and understanding. Next up, the practice of gratitude. You know that feeling when you catch yourself smiling at something truly beautiful? That little spark of joy is a reminder of the good in our lives, even amidst the chaos. Cultivating gratitude, whether it's for a warm cup of coffee or a supportive friend, shifts our focus from what we lack to what we already have. And trust me, that can make a world of difference. Then there's the magic of mindfulness. Ever notice how rushing through life can leave you feeling drained and disconnected? Mindfulness is about being present in each moment, savoring the little things, and letting go of the constant stream of thoughts that clutter our minds. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state, allowing peace to seep in. Now, let's talk about resilience. Life throws curveballs, right? But what sets us apart is how we bounce back. Spirituality and faith provide a framework for facing adversity with courage and optimism. They remind us that challenges are opportunities for growth, and that even in the darkest moments, there is always hope. Finally, remember this. Finding inner peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, times when you feel centered and times when you feel lost. But the most important thing is to keep showing up, keep practicing, and keep believing in your ability to find that quiet oasis within yourself. Think about that time you felt truly overwhelmed. Maybe it was a stressful work deadline, a personal conflict, or even just a day where everything seemed to go wrong. Now imagine approaching that situation with a sense of calm, clarity, and acceptance. That's the power of inner peace, the ability to remain grounded and centered even when life throws its best punches. This isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about developing the tools to manage those emotions constructively, finding strength in vulnerability, and ultimately, cultivating a sense of peace that transcends external circumstances. It's like having an inner superpower, one that helps you navigate life's complexities with grace and resilience. So how can you cultivate this inner peace? Start by practicing gratitude for the little things. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the sunshine on your skin, a delicious meal, or a heartfelt conversation. Engage in mindful activities like meditation, yoga, or simply spending time in nature. And remember, connecting with something bigger than yourself, whether it's through faith, spirituality, or simply a deep sense of purpose, can be incredibly grounding. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might find some inspiration in these words. And leave a review if you're feeling generous. It helps others discover the power of mind training and join us on this journey of growth and resilience. Until next time, keep your mind sharp, your spirits high, and remember, inner peace is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.